Hey guys, welcome to another episode on A-Line Radio. If you're new here, thank you for tuning in. And it's your girl Oyenda. I have with me
Sam. How you doing, guys? Hope you had a lovely week. Welcome to another episode.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Yeah. All right, guys. How was your week? Hope you guys had a great week. Sam, how was your week?
A little less busier than last week. Yeah, so I mean we work, yeah, but apart from that, yeah, I mean it's starting to snow, you know, so yeah, the weather is feeling like winter now. Yeah, so I mean a couple of days ago I think we had the first sights of snow, so yeah. Apart from that, just a regular week, to be honest. Yeah, nothing major from this end.
Was it like for the snow, was it really bad? Like how many?
Not bad. I mean, this is not Yukon or something.
Wow.
Yeah, I think a couple of centimeters. No. Like, I mean, it cleared really quickly. Yeah, just overnight, and yeah, by morning, yeah, everything cleared up. Yeah. So not too bad, to be honest.
All right. For me, I went bowling with my friends. I had a very nice time. However, I'm really terrible at bowling. I just realized that I have no idea how to bowl. But it was just like, it was good to, you know, experience that.
Yeah.
Would I call it a sport?
It is a sport.
Oh,
and
really?
Yeah. Not that you even mentioned it. Yeah. I think I also went bowling, actually. Not that you mentioned, I just remembered.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So there was an event over the weekend, like for CPAs, you know. So like my chapter organized a bowling event where CPA members could, you know, connect and network. So there was a bowling event, yeah. So it's about 2 hours, yeah, event. So yeah, just remember that I also went bowling, yeah.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, so that's that regarding our weeks. I hope you guys had an amazing week. Without further ado, I'm just going to go right straight into it. On this week, on what's trending on the online space?
You're already excited for today's topic. I know. I know that feeling. You can't
yeah.
wait.
Yeah. So for this week on what's trending on the online space, I'm just going to be talking briefly on the Nigerian businessman Hush Puppy, who was arrested for, I mean,
hold up. Did you say Nigerian businessman?
Should I say Nigerian scammer? At this point, I don't even know what to say.
Just say Nigerian. What do you mean Nigerian businessman? Is it businessman?
Okay, so I'll just say Nigerian. So guys,
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, no worries. So guys, I don't know if you guys know Hush Puppy. He's a very popular, or let's say he was, no, I'm going to say was, because it was on Instagram a while back before he got, you know, pulled out or before he got jailed. Anyway, so he was really popular on Instagram back then, a few months ago before he got arrested. Would I say a few months ago? I don't know how long ago he was arrested. Do you know?
I think last year. Yeah.
Last year. So probably a few months ago, maybe 10 months, 11 months, or about almost a year. Anyway, so he was arrested for allegedly scamming over $435.6 million. Now, that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And he's been recently jailed. So I'm not sure if allegedly is the word to use now, because he's been convicted now. I think 11 years.
Yeah, so he was sentenced to 11 years in prison, like, I mean, for money laundering, like a huge money laundering scheme. And I was really surprised to see, like, there was a video circulating around about him while he was in prison. Like, he seemed like he was having a good time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in comparison to the Nigerian prison.
Yeah, he seemed like he was getting some preferential treatment, because I was wondering why he was even... why he was like on the phone, and he was able to like do a video call with someone outside, like someone external. So it was a video that leaked. So I mean, it just got me wondering, man, this guy, as in, I'm sure he has like someone pulling strings for him, because he didn't look like a prisoner at all.
Yeah, so and I mean, he's one of the so first of all, like, Hush Puppy is a major con artist, right? And one of the very few that's brought the Nigerian name, you know, internationally. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if you actually pull those strings, you know, because yeah, I saw that video and it seemed quite comfy, you know, in prison. But yeah, I mean,
he seemed quite comfortable. He had like a little bit of beards and all, but he seemed quite comfortable. Like I was like, wow, like he was even smiling, laughing, and just singing with whoever he was talking to. Well, he didn't seem like someone that was like sad that they recently sentenced him to 11 years in prison. I mean, to me, that's a long time. Anyway, so a federal judge ordered him to pay $1.7 million in restitution, right? Then that's to fraud victims and, you know, people he has scammed and everything like that. So that's basically the update for Hush Puppy.
So from my end, I have very fascinating trending news, and so it's about a man in China. Now listen to this carefully. This man won 26 million pounds in the lottery. Now when he it was time for him to accept, you know, the award. You know, they would, there's usually like the award ceremony where they, you know, snap pictures, you know, hand you that check, you know, that very big one, you know, just, you know, just to take pictures and all that. Now this man came for that ceremony in a costume, right? So he covered his face and everything, right? So they, so during the interview, they interviewed him and said, and he only identified his name, right, his first name, as Lee. That was it, right?
Wow.
So the media were like, I mean, when it came to claim his prize, they're like, why did he dress up in a costume and all, you know? So it was like, yeah, that he's really happy he won, but he doesn't want his family to know his identity, right? Because they might become too arrogant and complacent in the future. as I just thought of it, like, this guy, like, very, very, like, I mean, because I know in his mind, he was like, he knows his family, yeah, like, when they just see, like, oh, look at daddy has 26 million, like, everyone will just go, you know. So he doesn't want his family to get complacent, right? So he came in a costume, you know, hiding his face and identity, and simply identified himself only as Lee, you know. So, I mean, as I said, I was like, this is hilarious, you know, like, this guy doesn't want his family to know. And yeah, he has made a couple of donations to charity, but basically he just wants his family to not get complacent or arrogant, you know. So I was like, that's funny, man. Yeah
That's funny. That's a good one. Anyway, so guys, today I'm just gonna be tilting towards the sports side of things, because I know Samuel usually does this, but hey, I'm taking over because it's Barcelona. It's my team, the team I adopted. Anyway, so because I know nothing, absolutely nothing about football, but hey.
Yeah, a fan by adoption, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, but I like Barcelona because, you know, my significant other is a Barcelona fan. So, so Barcelona defender Gerard Piqué announces his retirement. He announced his retirement recently, a couple of days ago. So for those of you that don't know, Piqué, I'm sure you know his ex-wife Shakira, who's also also like, you know top-notch A-list musician. Anyway, so Gerard Piqué is a three-time Champions League winner. I mean, he has helped Spain achieve a whole lot. He has played over 615 games for Barcelona, and he has scored over 52 goals. Wow. That's quite, I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. And also, he has helped Barcelona win 8 Spanish league titles and 7 Copa del Rey crowns. Anyway, so he's 35, and he recently, you know, retired from Barcelona. I'm wondering why, because based on my research, or based on my understanding, he's supposed to still be with Barcelona till the contract doesn't expire till, I think, June 2023. I'm not sure. I don't know. He just, you know, after playing with I think it's Almeria last week, Saturday or something like that, he then retired. But I'm wondering why he retired so soon. Like, he could have just waited till next year, June, before retiring. Or is there, I don't know, Sam, I'm just gonna hand this over to you, because
it doesn't really matter. So it depends on how, I mean, they feel in terms of body, you know, and all that. And funnily, I mean, to crown it all, I mean, his mm-hmm. last game, he then got a red card on his final.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he got a red card. I mean, that was just I mean, quite intriguing way to bow out.
Yeah.
I mean, on your last game, you didn't get a red card. Yeah, but I mean, I wish him all the best. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I mean, he has seen a whole lot of games, you know.
Yeah, he has.
Seen, I mean, ups and downs with Barcelona, mm-hmm. with Spain. He has achieved a lot. So, yeah, he has had a wonderful career, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, he did amazing. I think he was a defender for Barcelona, right?
Yeah. Was a defender, yeah, that's right.
You see, I'm not that bad with football. I mean, at least I can at least talk about it or contribute if I was outside. I'm like,
yes,
okay.
You've been adopted, so yeah, I would expect for you to know a couple of things, yeah. So, not bad.
Okay, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so I mean, on this note, now I'll be serving breakfast news, you know.
Wow, okay,
and by breakfast news, guys, for those of you that do not get the pun. So breakfast is generally referred to like hard break.
Mm-hmm,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Now on Twitter, now this guy, I mean, this is actually very, very, anyway, let me read it out. So this guy says, when my ex started cheating, I did mm-hmm. not let him know I knew, but I was planning my revenge carefully. Mm-hmm. I told her to resign a job that I would open a spa for her.
Mm-hmm.
And in brackets wrote, she has always hated her job.
Mm-hmm.
Then when she resigned and told me, I sent her my evidence with a breakup text. So this guy promised his partner, right, that he was going to open up, you know, a spa business for her.
Mm-hmm.
Asked her to resign. As soon as she resigned, I think he got the evidence and all that she had resigned. Then informed her that, I mean, it was not opening up any spa, that he was breaking up with her, and that was it.
Wow, but why go so low? I mean, things like that. These are the kind of things that, you know, make my stomach turn.
That's mean. Like, why would you, like...
That's someone's, like, livelihood. That's somebody's work. The person has literally resigned just because you're trying to prove a point and then, you know...
Exactly.
Hurt the person. That's going too far.
Exactly. Like, why would you do that? You know? So, I mean, I saw it. I was like, wow, like, this is mean.
I know, that's pretty mean. You know, it just even reminds me, I was watching a series on YouTube recently, like a Nigerian series called Game On. And so there's this guy and this girl who really love each other and stuff like that, but they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they tried to get back together. She was like literally going to forgive him when she now realized that the person that he cheated on her with was her best friend.
Okay.
So the thing is, she knew that he had cheated on her, right? Like, she was already at the stage of, you know, forgiving.
Yeah, let it go, closure.
Only when it was that time to forgive, like, she literally now found out that
best friend.
Yeah. So the thing is, so they're a couple, right? But they're best friends to another couple. So even her husband, like her boyfriend's best friend is married to her best friend. You get, so it's like best friends marrying best friends. So it was like it was so painful for both of them to realize that their partners were sleeping with
each other.
So like they won't have known, like nobody would have known if, you know, one person didn't walk right in to them when they're having, like, you know, a conversation in the kitchen where they were super close. Anyway, so what am I trying to say? So it's just that, as when you just said this, it just took me mm-hmm. back to, you know, to that scenario when I'm like, so what the girl did
mm-hmm.
To spite the guy,
okay,
really, really, like, you could tell that they really love each other, but she was really hurt. So he got this offer letter. By the way, I forgot to mention that they, even after breaking up for like 6 months, they were living in the same apartment because they both
They married or like
no, they're not married, but they're like boyfriend and girlfriend, right? But they split the rents like half.
Okay, yeah, I know.
The guy finally, he got an offer for like a job in Kenya. So he accepted the offer and he was planning to move to Kenya, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just because she was trying to hit him where it hurts,
mm-hmm.
when he stepped out, she went to his room, you know, opened his laptop, you know, took down the information from the HR information on the offer letter. And then while he was away, she reached out to HR or something like that, saying that she was his whatever from his previous place of work, and gave him a very, very bad recommendation.
Yeah,
and so I don't know. I haven't seen it this week, so I don't know where the story is going. But I'm just saying that what I'm just trying to reference is the crazy like length that people like
go.
I think people go to. Yeah, I mean, it's different when you're just, you know, you guys are just fighting and using and just talking to each other. Because even that time, even in those times, sometimes you say things you don't mean. But having to actually do that—that's extreme.
That is extreme. I agree.
Especially if the guy has resigned. You know, I'm giving notice to his previous place of work, giving notice, planning to travel to Kenya, and I think he was supposed to travel in like 2 weeks' time. So I want to believe he wants to have, you know, get ready to, you know, finish up at his old place of work, plan, travel. Everything has gone down the drain. So he's gonna lose, in fact, I won't say both ways, he's gonna lose like three ways in the relationship.
Exactly. Yeah.
And two jobs gone.
Yeah, I agree. And more than that, even emotionally, you know, how, down, you know. And the guy, in this case, then eventually, you know, finished by saying, I didn't feel better, actually, but I was happy to see she became sadder than I was. You know, like, it sounds very steady, like, very...
No, that's a very evil plot.
It was like, she's still looking for a job. I have another lover now. That's how he finished it. I'm like, wow.
Ouch.
This is very mean.
I mean, this is somebody he would have probably professed love to. It's just weird how things can just change with him. Like, I mean,
yeah, that, I mean,
blink of an eye.
Yeah, I agree. Like, when people are scorned, I mean, it's just they can go at very crazy and extreme lengths, man. Honestly, it's just crazy. I mean, for someone you once loved, you know. I mean, I just move on and part ways, yeah? Like, for me, just explain, I'm no longer comfortable with this, I noticed this, and move on. Like, I mean, it's our loss, if you really believe it. I mean, like, you know, but why would you then go to affect a livelihood?
That's extreme.
Very extreme, to be honest. Yeah, so that's it from me, guys, on today's trending. Loved it.
Yes, guys. So as I always say, I hope you guys, you know, enjoyed this as much as we did. Enjoy talking about this, gisting about it. So anyways, do not go anywhere. Sit tight, relax, because when we come back, we're going to get candid with you. You're listening to ALN Radio.
Hi guys, it's your girl Oyenda.
And it's your boy Sam.
And you're listening to
ALN Radio.
Welcome back, guys. We hope you love the trending topic. Right, so let's move to the segment where we get candid. Let's get candid. Are you ready, Yoyi? Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready if you are.
Okay, so this week's topic is, does self-worth come from external validation? Again, does self-worth come from external validation? What do you think, Oyin?
Wow. I don't know. This is pretty... another deep topic.
It's a lot of things, I know.
Yeah, like... self-worth come from external validation? Well, to me, I would say it depends, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say self-worth is completely, you know, dependent on external validation, but a healthy amount of external validation is also needed once in a while. But I would just say there should be like a balance. So me saying this, what I mean is you don't have to depend on... Your happiness doesn't have to, you know, be dependent on what people think about you externally, right? So
self-worth is not necessarily happiness.
Yeah, but it's more, self-worth is like an embodiment of so many things.
Yes. How you see yourself.
We're talking about what you believe in, your strength, your values. Everything about you, your like achievements, your attributes, even as an individual.
Right.
So would anyone want to tie that to external validation? Well, I wouldn't say completely do that, but a little bit of external validation when I was in, you know, when you do stuff, like when people praise. So the thing is, sometimes people want to be praised. Like sometimes people want to feel like they want to feel seen.
Mm-hmm. Acknowledged. Yes,
yeah. Yeah. That's the word. Acknowledged. Right. So because you want to do sometimes because it's a nice feeling when you're doing something and you're like someone appreciates what you're doing.
I feel good.
Right.
I agree.
But if you now tie everything you do, if you make it dependent on how people see, how people, you know,
how you perceive yourself.
Not how you perceive yourself, but how people perceive it actually. If you tie down everything you do based on how people will react, or if you tie down everything you do to expecting something. When you don't receive it, if you don't get validation externally, then you start to feel depressed, you start to feel like you're under pressure, or you start to feel sad that things are not working for you or you're not being seen.
Okay.
So bottom line, what I'm just trying to say, to me, this is just pretty simple and straightforward. In my opinion, what I'm just trying to say at the end of the day is, I mean, it's not a healthy amount of external, like a healthy amount of external validation, I mean, won't hurt nobody, but don't completely depend on external validation in reference to your self-worth. That should just be like, you know, that's
a bonus.
A bonus. Like if you know, if you're being praised for doing something, yeah, I mean, acknowledge it like that. Okay, thank you for doing this. Thank you for doing it. I appreciate that. Thank you for the feedback. But if you're not, don't do anything because you want people to see you. Do it for your own self. Do it because that's what you believe in. That's what you enjoy doing. That's your strength. That's what your attributes are, your positive attributes. Do it for yourself, not based on how people see you or the praises that come along with doing it.
Okay. So to put it into perspective, what percentage would you say should come externally, in your opinion?
So the thing is, I cannot
take zero out of 100, zero to 100. Like, what would you say?
I don't think external validation can be put in any percentage, right? Like, I don't think it can be measured.
Oh, okay. So, why I said that is because you said there should be a balance between external and internal, right? So, I just want to know, when you say balance, do you mean 50-50? Do you mean 60-40? Hence the percentage question, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, I understand. So you're trying to contextualize it, but
exactly.
I don't just.
You don't think?
I can't. You can't. I don't think I can give it a percentage. I don't think I can, because that would be weighing it or saying that is the right to go. But I mean, you can't measure it. It should be something flexible, as long as the person's mental well-being is in check.
Okay. So I mean, that's a very fascinating angle and perspective.
Yeah, the thing is, the thing is, how much is too much, right? Like, for someone, everyone has a different experience, so I don't think it can be measured. Maybe I think it just is dependent on that, like, it's dependent on that person. I don't think it can be weighed or measured. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. So for me, I will also start by saying, yes, it really depends. And I think a certain amount or a certain degree should come externally in how you see yourself, in how you perceive yourself, right? And but I think for me, I think I would also go ahead and put it into context by putting it into like numbers. So I would say between maybe max 15%, you know, externally, right, as to how you see yourself. But fundamentally, I think, first of all, as a human being, right, as a person, there are a couple of things I go by, right? For one is, you know, be true to thyself, you know, like, know yourself and know your limits, know your strengths, your weaknesses, you know. It's very important, you know, especially at an early age, you know, to know where you shine, where you your shortcomings, right? And so do a self-evaluation first off, right? Now afterwards, it's important, and I say this with all modesty, but I think it's important, right, not to expect too much in terms of validation from people, right? Which is why I would say 15%, because I would say yes, you should tie everything to it, but it's you need feedback and validation from people as well. I mean, you also need it. It's very essential, right? Because they see some of the things you may not see, right? So it's important, right? So, but I mean, regardless of the feedback, constructive or otherwise, does that then form a huge part of how you see yourself? I mean, it shouldn't be more than 15%, in my opinion, which is why I think fundamentally you should, you know, once you know what your strengths are, your weaknesses are, know where you shine, just focus on those areas, you know, and with that, you should then perceive yourself as, you know, I mean, whether a strong candidate or whatever, I mean, if you're in a contest or whatever, but I think also when you make conscious efforts to work on your shortcomings, you know, make yourself better, you know, yes, I think it's just a case of when you feel you're on the right path, you know, either to progress, either to betterment, you know, in any sphere or any area of your life. Yes, that in itself should give you about 85% of the validation you need. You know, that should get you, you know, pumped up, should get you feeling excited about yourself and your worth and your achievements or whatever, you know, because the danger lies, you know, when you place so much, you know, on external validation, I feel you are at the risk of then getting hurt, feeling bad.
Yeah.
And in some cases, to be honest, is not out of disrespect, it's not out of spite. Some people may not just give you that acknowledgement, not because you do not deserve it, but probably it's not just their style, you know, in terms of feedback. Do you get what I mean? So it doesn't mean what you did wasn't spectacular, wasn't great, wasn't, you know, terrific, but it's just not their style. So if you then link your self-worth to how they perceive it or the feedback you get, you may then get hurt, and it may affect you emotionally, it may affect you, you know, your psyche. Do you get what I mean? So which I think, you know, to build a very strong mind, right, you should, I mean, have that very strong self-confidence, you know, you believe in yourself so much, you know, regardless of the odds, you know. So I've applied this in several cases in my personal, you know, life, you know, just I guess the most important thing for me is, like, are you on the right track? That's what I just asked myself. Okay, what you're doing, if you're not at the pinnacle of your career or whatever, like, are you on the right path to that place, right? Are you taking the necessary steps, you know, to get to that point, right? Those are because it's okay to dream big, right? But measure your progress in baby steps. I always say this. I mean, it's essential. Don't put yourself on due pressure, you know. As long as it's a step at a time, you know, it's progress. A step in the right direction is progress.
Yeah. Right?
So you can measure it in baby steps. It doesn't have to be, I mean, leaps and bounds, you know, as long as you're heading towards the right direction, right? That enough. I mean, that in itself, it's enough, you know, to give you the self-confidence and the self-worth, and appraise yourself properly, and do not overly depend on external validation. That would be my take on this.
Yes. So, like I said, guys, don't be, strike a balance. Let there be a balance between internal and external validation. It's very important. It's crucial, right? So do not be like an approval seeker, where you're always looking for approval, seeking to, you know, get approval for everything you wanted to do or things you're doing. Right. And when you don't get what you're expecting,
then you feel bad.
Like your whole world has come to an end. Don't do that. And if you notice, so like there are signs that, you know, when if you notice that you're doing some such, I'll just give you examples where I feel instances or scenarios like that are, you know, leading towards the external validation side, or that person is searching for too much external validation. So an example is when you're feeling guilty about, like, maybe you set boundaries and then you're just feeling guilty about the boundaries you set or something, or you feel like you make a decision and it's not like you're seeking approval, you're not really sure of what you want, you're seeking approval everywhere, you know, just for someone to just validate what you're, just to be on, just to say what you want to hear. That's also not good, right? What else can I use as an example? Do you have any examples, Sam?
I think this plays out in different spheres of life, right? I mean, it could be professionally. More often professionally, right? Where, you know, you may feel maybe your talents or your strengths are different mm-hmm. from others. You know, you evaluate yourself with your other colleagues, and you may feel in this area, I think I'm not too good in that area. I'm not too good in this area. So yeah, and it's these thoughts may creep into your mind and just make you feel, I mean, less than and all that stuff.
You have a valid point. Actually, another example mm-hmm. I forgot to mention is like when you're like So like when you're having issues making difficult decisions, like you're not able to make
when you're at the crossroads,
exactly, and you're seeking external, like you really want someone's input, like
or
your decision is based on what you're solely dependent on the external input you're going to get, or you're trying to make a decision based on external validation, even if it's not convenient for you, but just because you feel that external validation is very important or whatnot, you still go ahead with that. So that's a really good example.
Yeah. So I mean, and it plays out, you know, severally. But as I said, I mean, once you establish what your strengths are, which is why I think that self-evaluation is very key, you know, like everyone knows. I mean, more often than not, you know, you get some sense as to areas you're really good at, you know, like right from, I mean, when you're much younger, you can tell there are areas you just naturally just enjoy. They just come to you naturally. Some things just come to you naturally. So everyone knows, I mean, and you also know what your weaknesses are. You know, I mean, if others shine in this area, I mean, this is not your strength. This is not your forte. So yeah, it's fine. It's fine because it's like judging a fish's strength by how to run, you know, like, I mean, it's not, but if you judge a fish's strength on how to swim, it would excel. You see what I mean? So just know where you shine, right? Mm-hmm. And in areas you feel you're not too good, right, work on those areas, because at the end of the day, truth be told, right, there's so much self-confidence you can get if you're actually very, very terrible, to be honest, like, which is why I feel when you do that self-evaluation, right, you need to also make steps to better yourself, because if you can't talk it to reality. You can't just say, oh, okay, I'm not good at running, and okay, let me just be if I'm good at running, and it doesn't work that way, right? So you can't just psych up yourself and just tell yourself, oh, I'm good at running, I'm gonna say it 10 times and you believe you're a fast runner. No, it doesn't work that way, right? So yes, you may not necessarily speak it into fruition, but once you do your analysis and make steps, you know, you take steps, conscious steps to get better, right? Yeah. You know, say you're trying to compete for a 10-kilometer run, right? You start with 500 meters, 1 kilometer, that way, and you know, you measure your progress, you know, step at a time, gradually.
Yeah,
you get then get better. Now, with that then comes the innate confidence you then have, you know, at the end of the day, because you then feel you are getting better at that task, right?
Yeah.
So it will ultimately then help you to have that self-confidence in that area, and you then eventually take it from there, to be honest. So yeah, that's what I think.
Yes, guys, so thank you, Sam, for that detailed explanation. It just, at the end of the day, it boils down to your self-worth and your understanding that you're like enough, like, you know, just have it, strike a balance. Like I said, not all your decisions or all your life hard work or whatever should be dependent on external validation or what people think about you at the end of the day,
right?
So guys, I hope you enjoyed this as much as we did. Don't forget that there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast.
Right.
There are multiple platforms. Like, there's no excuse not to listen to this. So the platforms in which you can listen to this are, you can listen to it on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Mm-hmm, that's right, guys. And please let us know, give us your feedback. You know, we always acknowledge your messages. You can reach out to us on Instagram. Please do follow us. Reach out to us on Instagram at Alan Radio, ELANRADIO. Mm-hmm. And send us an email at helloalanradio@yahoo.com. Okay, helloalanradio@yahoo.com. Guys, we would always acknowledge your messages. Please keep the conversation going. Let us know what you think. Do you overly depend on external validation for your self-worth, or are you more of an internal person? So let us know what you think, you know, because it's actually an area where we engage in every day. So let us know what you think, guys. And yes, I'll be giving you a quote this week, you know, just something related to our topic. Right? So this is a quote by Henry Van Dyke. He says, use what talents you possess, right? The woods would be very silent if no birds sang there except those that sang best. Again, use what talents you possess, because the woods would be very silent if no birds sang there except those that sang best. So on that note, guys, I think this is quite self-explanatory. So I mean, what this means is, like, there's a space for everyone, right? So do not feel like only the best are the ones getting validation, you know. So everyone, we all have a role to play in life, right? So however unique your talents may seem, right, they are unique for that reason, right? So you're special that way. So it doesn't matter what people think. Again, as long as you believe in yourself, work towards getting better, yeah, the sky's the limit, guys. So on that note, guys, this is Sam thanking you again for listening and tuning in. Have a wonderful week, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. I will give you what you want, thing. Baby, come and get my money. Baby, back to the dance thing. Baby, this is no be joke thing. Sango, give you what you want, thing. All these niggas are my picking. Baby, back to the dance thing. Baby, this is no be joke thing. So I say, no man can take my joy away. Yeah, I just wanna get more money and live my life my way. Free smoke, free energy, more life to my enemies. Take away the energy. They can't take away the energy. I no go lie, this kind of life will make you crazy. Kind of life will make you lose your mind, yeah. Yeah. And baby girl, I no go lie, I like the way you ready anytime I call on you, yeah. Pull up in the white one. Pull up in the white one. You don't see me leave, cause I left in the black one. Me, I know the fight one. Yeah, we do it that. We hang up on the table. Tell them in the light one. Tell them in the light one. Yeah. So I say, no man can take my joy away. Yeah. I just wanna get more money. Life my way. Free smoke, free energy, more life to my enemies. They won't take away the energy. They can't take away the energy. Free smoke, free energy, more life to my enemies. Take away the energy. They can't take away the energy. I will give you what you want, baby.
your kingdom. Thank God, give you what you want, thing. All these niggas are happy, thing. Let me back to the dancing. Let me just make it your kingdom.